forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog here on the American Awakening, and I hope you're waking up. Time to wake up. I've got a few things to some housekeeping things, I guess, as far as that goes. First of all, my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. That's how you can get a hold of me, through that blog spot. I also have a website, but be honest with you, I'm kind of looking for a webmaster at this point. I'm not too keen on keeping up with all that stuff, but I do have a website. It's called seizeliberty.com. Welcome to check that out. And we're talking about solutions, things that we can do about our society. One of the things I want to bring out here is I try not to be a chicken little patriot. Chicken little patriots are the ones who run around telling you all about how the sky is falling and what parts of the sky are falling and where the sky is falling and everything about the sky falling and don't tell you what you can do about it. I'm all about doing something. I want people to get involved and to make, even if it is a last mad dash toward freedom. We got to do it. Because, you know, let's be honest. If America goes the way that the signs are, if it starts to move in moving in these threads, these shifts, these, you know, dire predictions, the dystopian future, if it does end up happening, it's only going to happen because the people let it happen. They didn't wake up. We who are awake have a responsibility of arousing our neighbors, our friends, our family, our acquaintances. Last hour I was kind of bringing out to ministers that it is, and pastors, anybody who is involved with a large group of people or a small group of people, and pastors have got the bully pulpit. They can get up and talk about anything that they want to talk about. And I'll tell you, the important thing is that if you're not a person who is, you know, you're not an extrovert. You're not like me, you know, vaccinated with a phonograph needle when you're a little kid. You talk all the time. You talk at the drop of a hat. Not everybody's like that. Some people are introverts, and there's nothing wrong with that. It takes all different kinds in our society. But introverts have feelings, and they have emotions, and they can be persuasive in their ways. A lot of ways of being very subtle and passing the message of freedom around. We'll talk about that. And your phone calls, I hope. Come on, call us. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Michael Herzog's show, The American Awakening, sitting in for Traveling Michael. And ready, willing, and able to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. You want to talk about some of the issues that I'm bringing up. So, back to the concept here that there are some steps that we can take. I already covered a couple of them. A is our strategy has to be to empower and influence and mobilize thousands and millions of people. And it's just easy as anything to do. Simply getting some flyers, getting DVDs. DVDs are the easiest things to do. Hand them out. There's the DVD project. You can look that up on Google, DVD Project. There's the $1 DVD Project. I think Michael, if I remember correctly, on his show, he's offering for free a AFTF DVD if you just write him and contact him. And if you're listening to this, just call Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm sure they'll give you the all the specific information how to get a hold of him. I know that his email, I believe, is discerner. Is that right? I'm looking for it here. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to say exactly what it is because I don't have it right in front of me. And I'm not going to give you the wrong one. But you can very easily go to his website and get all the specific information that you want on his special offer on this whole issue. And it's the AmericanAwakening.org. TheAmericanAwakening.org. That's Michael's website, and you can get all the information, contact information, and any special offers that he's got going on. But it's very easy to get a hold of America from Freedom to Fascism, folks, and make copies and hand them out to your friends, relatives, etc. All right, so that's massive action. B, we have to recognize that this all happens slowly. It's incremental, and it's been going on for a long time in this country. And I've talked about it, that historically the parallels are exact when it comes to what happened in Germany in the 1930s. And what happened in Germany paralleled what happened in Italy in the 1920s. And what happened in Italy had very strong similarities to what happened to Russia in the previous decade or so. See, the important thing I'm trying to make you understand is that sometimes we can reach a point of no return. And we don't want that to happen. And it could if we didn't do something about it. And one of these days, what could happen is that somebody from the White House, somebody like the president with the new laws that he's passed or had passed, the Congress is rubber stamped for him. They could very easily say that me or you, the listener to RBN, you're an enemy combatant. Because the president gets to decide whatever that means. If he decides to hold you, or hold anybody for that, it's already happened. But those were, you know, those were the bad guys. Those were the terrorists. Those were the groups of people that were marginalized, you know, like Jose Padilla. And I don't agree with Jose Padilla. He's not, that's not the issue. The point is that he was able to do that to somebody. The first time that somebody is called an enemy combatant that you or I know or identify with, now that's going to be another story. That's going to be one of those tipping point issues. If you were to put it on a chart, that would be one of those vertical lines that you'd see where it just goes spikes. And if that kind of thing starts to happen, we're not going to be having this conversation on this radio station. The tasering of that student was a spike in our society. I'll tell you what, if they start tasering voter groups in 2004, when there were the disturbances you had in Ohio, you had in Florida, people who were angry about how the votes were turning out. Can you imagine a political rally where people are upset and angry about how the voting has been turning out, and all of a sudden they're surrounded by a bunch of state cops and paramilitary cops, and they all got the tasers, and they start moving in on the crowd? What do you think is going to happen then? So we have these potential situations, and once something starts to move, you know, it's a slippery slope, as some people have said. Once we start that slide, it's just going to be hard to motivate anybody to resist. Because if people start getting hurt, you know, people aren't that brave. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of people are sheeple, but many more are not. So once it gets scary out there, people will hunker down and hope it blows over at some point. And it'll seem, and everything actually will seem like it's pretty much the same. You know, we'll start to hear about different people being arrested or somebody being taken, and maybe somebody's going to get a 10-year sentence under the new Espionage Act for publishing something that the government didn't like in the Wall Street Journal. You know, there'll still be newspapers. There'll still be online shopping. There'll still be a lot of the aspects of what we consider to be a normal society. But what there isn't is freedom. There isn't liberty because people are afraid. That's why we need to wake up now. Because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the president has the power to do that right now. The Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, and this absurd thing that he wants to get passed as far as the Surveillance Act, where retroactive protection to the communication companies from being sued by people because they were they allowed the government spooks to spy on them. He wants to protect his corporate buddies, just like they protected the corporate pharmacal companies, pharmacies, but you know, pharmacological companies that make the drugs, just like they wanted to protect them from being sued by people who were adversely affected by their vaccines and the drugs. He's got the power to do that right now, and that is not what the founders of this country and the framers of the Constitution envisioned for a president to have. I honestly believe that if George Washington, and you know, he's father of the country, and you know, he was the first president, and et cetera, et cetera, and yes, and he was the guy who was involved in the Whiskey Rebellion and sending federal troops to put down those rebellious farmers who were not wanting to pay a federal tax on moonshine and their own booze, and had a whole part of, I guess, Pennsylvania all just, you know, up in arms, and he sent the federal troops. I think even George Washington would be turning over in his grave or being very upset at a president who made up out of nothing signing statements that when the Congress passes a law and is presented to him, he basically signs it and says, oh, by the way, this doesn't apply to me or the executive branch of government. What kind of horse pucky is that, huh? Well, that's the way it is right now. You see, and the reason that show yesterday was so good is that you understand that people from outside of this country, looking back in, they can see things. And they can see the difference. I got into an argument the other night with a guy who kept asserting to me that America is the freest and the best country in the world. And I asked him, so where else have you been? And nowhere. I've been here. I don't have any need to go anywhere. Why should I go anywhere else? Well, then how do you know it's the freest and the best country in the world? I have friends who have traveled internationally. I've had relatives who've lived outside of the United States. And I hear their descriptions of their lives. They tell me and show me what they've been able to do. And it sure as heck seems to me like it's a lot freer in some other countries in some respects. And so for people to sit back and go, well, the freest and it's the best, and you don't have any personal firsthand knowledge of it, you're just fooling yourself. You're just full of your own self-delusion, and I'm not buying into it, and neither should you. But they understand, people outside of this country, that we are witnessing the classic danger signs in our society. And the third point, which we'll get to after the break, we'll be back in 3 minutes. The third point has to deal with how we need to understand our own psychology. We'll get to that. Please, give us a call. I want to hear what you have to say. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog. I'll be with you on Monday as well, and I have a special guest on Monday, who is Dr. Edwin Vieira, Jr., who has written a marvelous book called Constitutional Homeland Security. And we will be discussing the issues, and this is a book that deals with the how-to and what we can do, what you can do, to save our country from becoming a fascist playground where that there's a need to get out and get away. And I think we can save this. I think there's a lot of signs. We've got a big movement going on, and it just doesn't make it into the regular newspapers. It doesn't make it into the regular media. And there's reasons for that. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, all you got to do is watch the DVD Outfoxed, and you can see on that DVD how the media conglomerates have all banded together, and they pretty much echo each other. You know, they repeat each other. They say the same things. You see the same movie or stories. Anyway, I also got Michael's email, and I think Michael says that if you want that free DVD of America Freedom to Fascism, you need to email him at discerner12000@yahoo.com. And that's discerner, the word discerner, 1200@yahoo.com. And that's one way you can get a hold of the free package. I see that now John, is the caller still on the line? Or is that just a quick? Oh, okay, all right. We had a caller call in and ask the question, where could you go? Where could you go, and would those places be in the same position we are in a few years down the road? Yeah, that is a possibility. And listening to the program yesterday talking about expatriism, and I think that question may have come up, but I wasn't able to listen to the whole program, so I can't answer. But I'll tell you what I think, and that is, yeah, it's a possibility. But I would hope that if the worst-case scenario occurred and America did slip into a police state, a fascist police state, that pretended to be freedom-oriented, but really was a ended up being kind of a militarized fascist police state, I would hope that there was still enough people of a resistance and resistance-minded that understood the principles of leaderless resistance and understood the principles of invisible resistance, that they would keep them pretty much busy so that the United States would not be able to export its tyranny. We think we're all powerful, and maybe this kind of plays into and maybe kind of gets into the concept in kind of in a negative way, the aspect of our psychology in this country. You see, we've been so blessed. We've been spoiled. We've had really 200 years of a strong democratic principles in our government. Now, I don't even, if you've noticed, I try not to use the word democracy, even in the colloquial sense where we kind of apply it to us. We are a representative, a democratic representative republic, constitutional republic, actually. You can throw all that in there. We're not a democracy. The simple majority does not rule. But that is what they want to slide us to, is a simple democracy that is much easier than once the majority is able to take over and they are the fascists. That kind of democracy is fascism, and it's terrible. So even if you take into the accounts of the times where there have been suppression of civil liberties and rights, Eugene Debs being jailed, the McCarthy era. You know, we always, in our mind, we expect that the pendulum of freedom, if you will swing back because we have these checks and balances in place. We all were taught, well, not everybody now. They don't teach civics as much anymore. But we were taught about we have checks and balances in our system. That's why you even have the three parts of government, so that not one governmental body would be able to control everything. That's why we had them split up between the executive, legislative, and judicial. And that goes all the way back to Baron Montesquieu, back in the 1600s, who wrote about that as a way of preserving liberty and freedom. So we have the separation of powers. It's supposed to be checks and balances. But things have changed, folks. As I was articulating earlier, Bush and his White House, and the way that they have changed the rules, the checks and balances are barely operating. And if the pendulum swings over to the more fascist, repressive side, do we really have a realistic hope that it'll swing back to more liberty like it did in reaction to the McCarthy era? I don't know, folks. We'll talk about that when we get back after the break. We have a caller, Todd from Kansas. You hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Tim Wingate here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the American Awakening. Stick with us. I'm sticking here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, American Awakening. Your guest host, Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael, who's out traveling. We're talking about what we can do, and we're talking about the third point I was bringing up about how to influence and how to reach out to our friends and neighbors. And one of the things I was talking about and bringing out here is that understanding our psychology. It's that we are just so used to a Democrat Republic, if I put it that way, mindset that we're so reliant on freedom. We've taken it for granted. How do I put it? I'm getting my words all tumbled up because I got so much I want to say about this. The bottom line is we've gotten lazy. We assume that freedom is always going to be there. We assume that the pendulum is always going to swing back to a more free society when it takes its little excursions the other direction. And that's not necessarily so, folks. We have to do some things, and we have to stand up, and we have to be accountable, actually. So, one, we don't recognize the dangers when they're there, and two, we don't seem to understand what it takes to resist them. And when I talk about these threats, sometimes people tend to answer even though before they've even really thought it all the way through. or before they've read any of the books and the articles on the issue. They about how a democratic republic can correct its downward slide. You know, I've had people say, "Oh, well, we'll just go to the ACLU and they'll sue them." You know, they stand up for American civil liberties. Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Or we'll just vote the guys out. You know, the old saying, vote the bums out. you don't realize that you cannot rely on a democratic republic to heal a democratic republic. If you could, a democratic republic would be strong. If you relied on the government to heal itself, you wouldn't have to worry about it. The problem is the checks and balances aren't in place, so therefore it can't heal itself. So what is needed is a radical shift in our consciousness, in our paradigm. And we need to have it happen now, right now. We don't have much time left. We need to have it happen now. The crisis can't be business as usual. We can't leave it to other people. We can't leave it to the Congress. We can't leave it to activists or until the next election. Because we're a lot further along than what most people realize. And we got to break this through to the American public. Let's go. Let's go to Todd in Kansas. Todd, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
All right. But, there is no freedom. It's like Billy Clinton said, there is no freedom. I've been treading water for 45 years. I've never seen freedom, and just like you were talking about these bums, in a true republic, they would be routed out, not voted out. We are a democracy. And, I don't know what it would be like to live in a republic. I mean, I just got done, me and my wife, going paying tribute to the gods of the county so I can drive my truck. I hope Michael has all his papers in order so he can freely travel. What a joke. All my years, it has been a democracy. And now it's turning to a fascist dictatorship. I don't know. I mean, China uses that nice little republic word, too. I mean, it is such a joke. And these people surrounding you, they like their chains. They don't realize they're there, but they love them.
I don't think that they love them. I think you're right. The first part is that they don't realize that they're there.
They're so two-faced. They realize they're there. They'll kiss you to your face when you're telling them the problems. Then they'll do the same thing to their superintendent or their lawyer or their county clerk. Or Mr. Police Officer that stops beside the road. Oh, forgive me. It's a joke. I don't think people have a clue what anybody, you, me, anybody. Well, what's it like to live in a republic? I don't know.
But you got a good point. Let me ask you just a silly little question. Do you drink orange juice?
Oh, now and then, I suppose. Yeah.
All right. Fresh squeezed or frozen concentrate?
Probably a little of both.
Okay. Is there a difference?
Not really, because the bottom line, you're paying taxes for it.
No. I'm talking about orange juice, Todd.
Wait a minute.
A difference between fresh squeezed orange juice and reconstituted from frozen concentrate?
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, that's why I asked if you drank orange juice.
Okay, because, well, what does that have to do with the democracy?
Because a true republic is like drinking fresh squeezed orange juice. It's like getting the juice right out of the orange and having wonderfully fresh squeezed orange juice.
Okay, well,
there
that's
is
fine.
No comparison to the reconstituted but frozen kind.
Well, have you ever lived in a republic before in your life?
No. Have you had a Social Security
all your life? Have you had a Social Security number?
Not all my life. No, I have not had a Social Security number my whole life.
Well, neither have I. I'm 45.
But I've had it over the last half of my life.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. But the point, Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. I meant Todd. I understand your point, and it's a very valid and a very good point. None of us really understand what freedom is because we haven't lived under it. I tell a story, and I published an article called "What I Learned from Dandelions." It's on StrikeTheRoot.com, and I go into this in the story. I talk about how what my grandfather was free to do when he was a 15-year-old boy growing up in Florida.
And that was probably right after the Federal Reserve. Close around there.
No, actually, it was. It could have been. Yeah, roughly a little bit around that. But even still, early 1900s, right? Yeah, my grandfather. I'm a little bit older than I sound. And my grandfather was able to do things you and I couldn't conceive of doing even when we were 15 years of age.
Well, yeah.
Because of the change.
I understand.
So the question, Todd, it once again remains, what are we going to do about it?
Well, we've had lots of changes of the guard since then. You know, my grandpa, one of them, you know, Harry Truman used to go in there to Blue Springs Bank and joke with him. So, Charles, you're the one that shut the doors in the bank. My grandpa was one of the ones working at a bank that had to shut the doors in 29.
Yeah.
And that same grandpa was one of the vice presidents of Bank of America, and he was in the funny money game all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he soaked out a good life.
And, well, a lot of people have. So the question,
yeah,
Todd, what do we do about it now?
I don't think we can do much now. We've got the dumbest, dirtiest, laziest bunch of people I think this planet has ever seen, and God's ready to burn them. And that's about it. You know, I've been running a low power FM for a long time, and you know, it would help if you had low power FMs taken in some men's hands, their initiative of self government to do that in every county seat to counter this mass media. That is the only way. You're not going to get it by somebody all of a sudden, you know, coming up with a brilliant of idea in their head. They're going to go to rbn.com or something. That's not going to happen.
Okay. All right, Todd. Then you're. I understand what you're saying. I agree that many of our people are. You know, there's an old saying: the masses are asses. People are sheeple. But you know, some of these are just asleep and can be awakened. And there are some you'll never change, but some are asleep and can be awakened. And that's what we need to continue to do. And your idea about the low-power FM, that's another great idea. Todd, I want to thank you for the call. Thank you very much
for
calling.
All right, bye.
You know, folks, he brings up a good point. Now, I'm gonna throw this out, and it may bother some of you. But, you know, I understand biblical eschatology. It was a major of mine in Bible school. But I want you to understand it is theory. You can believe it to be true all you want to, and that is part of faith. And faith is good. But just like in the Bible, not all judgments have to happen with this generation. There can be a turning away from the lawlessness and turning back to the Creator. That's called repentance. And when a nation would do that, then there was a promise that there would be a healing and a restoration. So I don't think it's set that it has to happen in our generation. And I think we can save it if we get off of our butts and quit crying about the problems and start getting involved in doing something, just like Todd is saying. Get an FM microtransmitter. And he's right. People, the ideas just don't pop into people's heads. People get ideas from outside and sources. They need to be told. They need to be taught. That's what, remember, that's what the whole Great Commission was supposed to be all about, go into the world, preach the good news. Well, we need to preach the good news of freedom, preach the good news of liberty, and wake up our fellow countrymen. Shake them awake, because the time is of the essence. We don't have any more time to fool around. It's time to get busy and make this happen. And don't depend on the mainstream press. Don't depend on the mainstream corporate news people and cable channels or any of that kind of stuff. They're always talking about, you know, liberty and freedom and democracy. Hitler talked about freedom and democracy, the rule of law. Constantly talked about that. He wrote about that in Mein Kampf over and over and over again. But those are, it doesn't mean the same thing, not what you and I believe it means. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Good afternoon, John. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I don't like to be one of these people that brings your attention to problems with no solutions, but that's just the way it is, I guess. You have this movement now in my neighborhood and a lot of neighborhoods where you got supposedly these some element of the city council encouraging people to come up with neighborhood watches, you know, where you join together in your neighborhood and everybody knows what everybody's doing, and it's this real touchy feely collective. And this gentleman, apparently these people moved in next door, not right here, but moved in next door, and he thought he would talk to them a little bit about the issues and items of the day, which include survivability, have a little food, a little water, a little ammunition and stuff set aside. And he was talking to the woman, and apparently she got so upset that she began to wonder whether she wasn't living next door to a crazy man. Hmm. So she called the police and told them. And they did the no-knock intrusion into his house, handcuffed him, hauled him out, and confiscated all that ammunition and whatever. And so you can't really talk freely to your neighbors for fear that one of them might just turn you in for being crazy, you know?
Well, I think you can talk to your neighbors. You just have to be careful.
Well, there you go.
About how you talk to your neighbors.
I mean, when people move in next door, you don't know their background. You don't know anything about them. And if you just went over and shook their hand over the fence or shared a beer with them, and, you know, you got to be careful what you even talk about.
Well, that's true. And that is a sign of a growing police state.
Well, that was my point. How do you rally people to a common cause when you can't talk to them honestly either?
Then you let them watch a DVD. Or listen to a program, if they'll do it.
Okay,
that's
thank
how
you.
You don't. Yeah, you're welcome. And folks, that's exactly what it is. You do have to be careful. And I want to thank John for bringing that up. That is absolutely true. You do have to be careful. I had an experience the other day. Got involved locally or so with a group here who are anti-war people, good people. They see the problems with the Bush administration. They tend to be liberal types, Democrats. They don't like the Republicans. And, of course, they're anti-war peace folks. Good people. One of their folks got in trouble, and some of our group went to go help. And some of our guys didn't realize how radical we sometimes sound to the regular American sheeple. And we do sound a little scary sometimes. And they kind of freaked, to be honest with you. They kind of freaked. They were like, whoa, what do we got, a bunch of militia nuts now helping us? Well, we do have to be a little careful. Doesn't mean we have to compromise on our principles. We just have to realize, and it's a biblical principle, Bible thumpers, the biblical principle. If you are still immature, you need the milk, not the meat. You'll choke on the meat. Meat is for those who have had their senses honed and trained to discern the difference between good and evil. And that's right out of Hebrews chapter 5, if you want to go look it up. So when we're dealing with babes, if you will, to freedom and liberty, we got to give them some pablum. Bring them along till they develop some teeth and they're able to start chewing down some of those Gerber vegetables or whatever you want to call them. It's just common sense, folks. That's all it is. Treat your neighbors who aren't up to speed with this delicately, but have them confront the issues. And just like Neo in The Matrix, when they find out what it's really like, they may puke at first. They might come back for more, too. We'll see. We'll be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back, everybody, for our last segment here. Tim Wingate on Republic Broadcasting Network on the American Awakening, sitting in for Michael Herzog. And just another reminder, Monday I'll be back, 2 to 4, and my special guest will be Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional attorney, I believe he said he won 3 out of 4 times before the U.S. Supreme Court in the cases that he's actually argued, and I think the fourth time he said, or the one, was really more of a draw, last time I talked with him on that issue. And he's going to be here talking about constitutional homeland security, on how we can take this country back peaceably. I just want to remind people also, you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 that when he sent the 12 out, he told them to be wise or as shrewd as serpents and as harmless as doves. And we have to remember that when we're dealing with our fellow men and women, our fellow neighbors, that we have an opportunity to influence them, but we do have to be careful. And just before we went to break, I was mentioning that in the movie The Matrix, you know, when Neo was grabbed and he finally figured out what was really going on around him, caused him to puke, to upchuck. And they told him, you know, we don't usually take people as old as you because most people find it difficult to adjust to reality. Now, that was a story. It's an allegorical tale. And on many, many levels, and I'm not even going to attempt to get into it, come on. But I think we can all see the symbolism and the allegory that's involved in that, and that is coming to a level of maturity. And ladies and gentlemen in America, American patriots, it's time to grow up. And I feel sometimes, just like the writer of Hebrews says, that at the time, you should be teachers and spreading the word of liberty and freedom. You need somebody to re-instruct you on the basic principles of liberty and freedom. You should be teachers now. You need to wake up. We don't have the time we think we do. We need to stand up and be men and women of freedom and liberty and conscience. Because there's a great cost at risk here. And that is the cost of the lives and the freedoms and the liberties of your children and your grandchildren. And if you don't have children, then your friends' children's. Your nieces, your nephews. It's important. I don't know what else to do, you know, to lay it on you. So, I said my spiel on this, the way that it goes. While I was busy this morning, I decided, you know, I decided to deal with the what we call the F factor. Call it the fascist factor. I got 6 questions to ask you. I'll give you the, you know, we'll deal with this in the future. But the question comes down to is that, do people have rights? That's the main question. Do people have rights? And if they do, where do they come from? That's what you have to remember. If we have rights, and they come from our Creator, and they're unalienable by any other authority, then we need to stand up and fight for them. And that's what I plan to do also. So thanks for listening. Here on American Awakening, the Public Broadcasting Network. Make sure to call and get a bumper sticker and slap it on your car or your van or whatever you got. Let's get the word out, everybody. We can do it. Need more info? Go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. Tim Wingate, signing off. We'll see you Monday.
It's true.